Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, welcome. We're really excited about today. This is Michelle Burkett. I'm Patricia King.
Hello.
And this is our very first program that we're doing on Women on the Rise. And if you're a woman and if you are passionate about serving God, then this program is going to empower you. And today, Michelle, we're going to talk about God's prophetic call to women in this hour. But why don't you share a little bit about yourself, because you are the director of Women in Ministry Network.
Yes.
And you work with women all over the world to empower them.
Yes. Well, I have grown up in a ministry family and have had a call in my life all of my life. So I am in love with Jesus, and I am in love with his daughters. And my heart is to see his daughters come into the fullness of everything that they have been created to be and to step into their day.
Right on. And you're so good at it, too. She's very humble, but like when she directs a network, she just has a way of empowering women and encouraging them and calling them into a higher place. And it's so beautiful to see the women on the front lines and in the Women in Ministry Network just flourishing and just blossoming. And it's because I know because a lot of your input in that. But I want to share with you a little bit today as we start this whole Women on the Rise broadcasting. I want to share as a foundation this vision the Lord gave me back in 2015. And what it was is this vision of a wave. And it just grew up out of the ocean and came up really big like this wave and came up on the seven mountains of influence. It was mountain after mountain were these waves. And then all of a sudden the waves turned into women. And they were like beachheads on these mountains. And I felt the Lord say, this is time. This is the time when women are going to come into their place. And this is really, really important because in Genesis 1, God said in verse 27 that he created mankind, male and female, both together to manifest his glory. He said, male and female created he them. But then in verse 28, it says, and he blessed them. And he gave them dominion. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. So what the Lord spoke to me is he said, if women do not come into their place in this hour, you will not see the full multiplication, the full dominion, the full rule of my kingdom in the earth, because it takes both male and female to model the existence of God, the manifestation of his presence in the earth. And women have been, since the fall, one of the largest oppressed people group in the world. Even to this day, many women are extremely oppressed and no laws to protect them. Mm-hmm. In our Western culture, we have so much to be thankful for. But even in the church today, there is still some mindsets about women that have oppressed women and keeping them from their call instead of releasing them into their call.
Yes, and really what that is not understanding heart of God. And whenever you're interpreting the things of Scripture, but you aren't interpreting through the heart of God, you come to wrong conclusions.
Yeah.
And God makes it very clear his heart toward women. And he loves his daughters.
He loves his daughters. And, you know, when you're in a deceptive mindset, you think it's the truth, mm-hmm. right? So men or even other women who have a wrong mindset are actually going to be oppressors, mm-hmm. not because they want to be, but just because of the nature of what they're believing. Whatever yeah. you believe, as a man thinks yeah. in his heart, so is he. But I'm just getting right now that there's someone in particular watching, and I actually feel the emotion of mm-hmm. God for you at this moment, that you have been so oppressed. You're a woman with gifts. You're a woman with calling, and you have been walking so humbly too, and yet you feel so squashed. And every time that you step out to try to just be, it's like put down, oppressed. And God just wants you to know that He is with you, and this is a new season for you, and He's going to show you how to rise up in this season, and you will bloom and blossom, and you will fulfill your destiny. And I just speak peace over you. I speak shalom, and I speak encouragement over you today. And I want to highlight today, Michelle, this book called Arise. I want to highlight it to all of you. It was written by Larry Sparks and myself. We're going to hear from Larry Sparks in just a moment, but it's a prophetic call for women to receive swords, mantles, and kingdom assignments. And you are called. This is the hour. This is God's Kairos time to call you to be a woman to receive your sword. And what is that? And we're going to talk more about swords later, but He wants you to carry His word. He wants you to carry His truth. He wants you to carry that double-edged sword where grace and truth are together being wielded into the world today. And He wants you to receive your mantle. It's Christ's mantle that He wants you to wear. And He wants to give you a kingdom assignment. So this book is really helpful. Larry and I wrote it together. And I want to recommend you getting it. You can get it on our bookstore, patriciaking.com. We'd love to get this to you. And just go online today and get it. But why don't we hear from Larry Sparks right now? He actually has prepared a message for you about women on the rise. And Larry Sparks, Michelle, is one of the most encouraging people for women today. And he is building them up, calling them out. Mm-hmm. He is a publisher for Destiny Image. And so he has marked a lot of even younger generation women mm-hmm. and their prophetic gifting, their seer gifting, and has really celebrated them so that their gift can come forward. So this man that you're about to hear from is an advocate for women coming forth in this hour. So let's hear from Larry now.
Larry Sparks here. Founder and president of Larry Sparks Ministries, publisher for Destiny Image. And it's always a joy to do anything with Patricia. I'm so excited about what she is doing, Women on the Rise. That is so what God is talking about right now. And Patricia and I obviously did this book together, Arise. And what is God doing? I'll tell you. Right now, He is handing out swords, mantles, and kingdom assignments to His daughters. Now, Acts chapter 2 talks about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that sons and daughters would prophesy. We wonder sometimes, why are we not seeing a greater manifestation of the move of God, of revival, of awakening? That's the language we use. Why are we not seeing more? And I understand there's different reasons we're not, but one of the key reasons I believe that the Holy Spirit has spoken to me, and it's right there in the scriptures, is number one, this is a prophetic word about the end times that God Himself made, not a prognosticator, not a New York Times bestselling author. It says, in the last days, God declares, I'll pour out my spirit on what? All flesh. No one can escape it. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. I believe that is a statement. It goes back to Joel chapter 2, where God the Father, through the redemptive work of Jesus the Son, saw a day where both man and women, get this, sons and daughters, would be equally fitted to be a tabernacle or a temple for God to dwell in the earth. For right now, God's raising up a dwelling place. I know we have churches, and I'm grateful for churches, and I'm grateful for ministries, and you know, I publish books, I'm grateful for books and conferences and resources, all that's good. But what God is looking for are people who create a dwelling place for Him in the earth. And I am convinced that if women are not extended the scepter, God's extending the scepter to you, ladies. He is extending the scepter to His daughters, saying, I have anointed you, I have called you. And you might be thinking, daughter of God, well, God's put things in my heart, But, you know, I look through the history books and I don't see a woman who has gone before me who has done anything remotely like this. And the Lord says even now to you that you are actually called to write history. You are called to be a pioneer. You are called to be a trailblazer. You are called to be someone so that your daughter and her daughters would look back and they would actually have a reference point in history. They would say, you know what? A woman has gone to places like this. A woman has broken ground. A woman has operated in this pioneering apostolic anointing, and they would look to you. Because right now you might not look, you might not think that there's anybody in your history, in your personal history, or even in the history books that's done anything like you feel like God's called you to do. That's okay. God is calling you to really write the pages of history in this hour. Because God is not looking for a man. He is not looking for a woman. He's looking for a yes. He doesn't qualify you based on your gender. Yes, there's a glory of men and there's a glory of women. Yes, we are distinct and we are different and we should celebrate that. But when it comes to kingdom assignments, when it comes to leading, when it comes to preaching, when it comes to prophesying, when it comes to entrepreneurialism, when it comes to marketplace engagement, when it comes to being a thought leader, when it comes to innovation and invention, when it comes to those things, God is looking for a yes. And whether it's a man, if it's a woman, if it's a child, he is looking for a person in the earth to say yes. So right now, I prophesy over you, daughter of God, it's time to arise. It is a season of women on the rise, and it is such excitement with great joy. I see Patricia is doing what she is doing through Women on the Front Lines, Women on the Rise, and it's a prophetic thing because she's actually partnering with what the Holy Spirit is doing right now. So I encourage you. Perhaps you have not seen anybody do what you've done, man or woman. But if God has called you, then you know what? You have received a higher authorization, and you are actually called to arise and write history so that, again, daughters and daughters of daughters would look back on you and say, you know what? This person did this. This person blazed the trail. This person pioneered and they broke ground. And if she could do that, I can do that. So I bless you right now, and I am excited about what God is doing and going to do in your life in the days ahead.
Wow. What a great word from Larry Sparks.
You can feel the prophetic oil.
It just makes you want to jump up and run out with the message that we are carrying.
I know. I love that part about the scepter too.
Yes.
It's such a vivid picture. And you know, God's scepter is stretched out towards you. It's a scepter of favor. Yeah. And it's stretched out toward you in the same way it was stretched out to Esther.
Yes. And as women in this new season, we need to address this new season from the place of new, not carrying the baggage of what has been in the past.
So good, Michelle.
And to allow God to heal even those places where maybe we've carried an offense in our heart or a wound in our heart because there has not been what has felt like the favor, that we haven't been championed. But the reality is the King of Kings is championing you.
Come on.
The King of Kings is with you and for you, and he has extended that scepter and has given you the favor. And he is saying, come on,
come
on. Now's your day.
Now is the time. And I just want to pray right now for any one of you who identify with Michelle's words about the offense. It's hard when you're hurt, right? You know, you could be hurt by a father, a mother, even from childhood, or a teacher, or a boss, or a pastor, or another woman that is maybe an authoritative person in your life. And it can build up over the years with the disappointments and the pain, and you don't even recognize that you've ended up with an offense. But if you can let go of the offense and just let God breathe on you, it's a new day. And so I speak healing right now to any of you that need that word. And God wants you to rise out of the ashes. And I believe that's actually going to happen. You know what else I loved about his message, Michelle, was the part about the sword.
Yes.
And when we were getting ready for this, all of a sudden this email comes in with this phenomena. It was a sign and wonder. Do you want to share and then we'll throw to it?
Yeah, I saw this on a national show, like one of those, you know, extras or something. Right. And I saw this picture and I was like, wow, that is amazing. And it's a couple in Michigan that this this angel appeared, and it was so striking that it actually set off their motion sensor. And so the motion sensor and camera actually captured the image of this angel. And they were on national television saying, hey, we're believers, and we decree.
And it was an angel holding a sword.
It was an angel with a sword, a mighty angel with a mighty sword.
And we can put that up. There it is. There it is for you right there. Yeah. You know, you can see that sword. And a sword is a protection weapon, right? But it's also for aggressive action as well.
Yes. That is our offensive weapon. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what we are able to, you know what, slice through. Uh-huh. And to go to the other side, the word of the Lord is our sword.
Yeah.
And it is able to cut through everything that is unrighteous, everything that is the promises of God, and anything that is keeping us from that, it's able to slice through it and get us to that place.
You know,
I also just like lopping off the head of the enemy.
Yeah, let's lop them off. You know, it's so true that we can oftentimes get put into a corner when the enemy's on the attack. Have you ever been there where you know, the enemy's attacking this part of your life, that part of the life, circumstances are falling apart everywhere, and you find yourself in a corner saying, oh, I just need to beat off the enemy. I just am in this corner. And I remember actually being in a situation like that as a young Christian. Mm-hmm. And it was one thing after another, and I was just trying to beat the enemy off, and I was in my corner, and the Holy Spirit said, Patricia, what are you doing in your corner? Mm-hmm. You're not called to be in a corner. You're called to rise up and put the devil in his corner. Mm-hmm. And I remember being empowered at that moment by the Holy Spirit, and I just rose up in my faith, mm-hmm, and took the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and I started going after the enemy, and I could literally feel him flee. Mm-hmm. And some of you that are watching right now, you've been victims too long. You've been in your corner, and the Lord's saying, come on, rise up and get your sword. Put your sword in your hand, the word of God, and you go after the enemy, put him in his corner, and you rise up to be everything that you're called to be. Well, I have another friend of mine who's a champion of women.
Yes.
And that is Chris Vallotton. Yes. And I just love him. He's written the book Fashion to Reign, and which was calling women into their place. And so he has graciously, you know, given us a message for this program for you. And he's got some great insights, actually, about women. And so I want to introduce you right now, Chris Vallotton.
Hi, this is Chris Vallotton from Bethel Church in Redding, California. And I wrote the book Fashion to Reign several years ago because I really believe that God wants to empower women equally as he wants to empower men. I believe that men and women, they are equally powerful, but they are distinctly different. I think it's really important that we keep the distinctions between male and female, between men and women, between the matriarch and the patriarch, the man and the woman, the wife and the husband. I really do believe that although women are equally powerful, they are very distinctly different. When God made Adam, both male and female, in Genesis chapter 1, he told them that to be fruitful, multiply, and subdue the earth. We see that they were both ruling together. The second point I'd like to make about the Genesis story is that God made Adam, both male and female, in his image. 8 times God said that he made things after their kind, the cattle after their kind, the birds after their kind, the fish after their kind. And then God, on the 9th time, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. God made Adam both male and female, meaning that God is not a man. God is both male and female. And what I'm getting at is this, is that if you oppress women, you lose half the revelation of the nature of God, because God's not just a man. God's both male and female. And as I said in my opening statement, men and women are equally powerful, but they are distinctly different. And so if we make powerful women masculine, then we, again, lose half the nature of the revelation of God, because God is both masculine and he's feminine. And I think it's really important that we first of all, that we honor the male, the masculine side of God, and that we don't make men women. But I think it's also equally important that we honor the feminine and matriarchal side of God. And I think that there's a lot of gender confusion, as we know that now people are thinking their gender is fluid and all these different kinds of things are happening. And part of that is that when we do finally empower women, we often empower them to the male role, to the patriarchal role. And of course, that's problematic for several reasons. One, a woman is not a man. And secondly, she doesn't have to be the same to be equally powerful. And I think that it's important that we realize that when women are competing with men, when they're competing with something they weren't created to be, as a general statement of all women and all men, they're not going to be as good at being what somebody else was created to be. So I think it's really important that we actually embrace this idea that women are beautiful and powerful. They're also matriarchal. When God cursed the serpent, and we know the woman and then ultimately the man, it's very interesting how he cursed the serpent. He said, "You'll crawl on the ground and eat dust, and I will put enmity between you and the woman and her seed and your seed." And the point I'd like to make there, and probably finish with this idea, is that in every country all around the world, for generations of all of history, every religion, every culture figures out some way to reduce the woman. And I'd like to propose that one reason is that the curse over the serpent, not over the woman, was, "I'm going to put hostility in the heart of the woman for you." In other words, the devil knows that if the woman gets her rightful place, standing alongside of the patriarch in every country, in every place, in every seat in the world, he knows that he's doomed, because his curse, the curse over him, was the woman will be eternally angry with you, and she will teach her children. I want to really encourage you today. If you're a woman, first of all, I want to say that God, he loves you, and he wants to empower you. And anything that God's put in your heart to do, you have the freedom from your great father to do that. And secondly, if you're a man, it's part of our responsibility to encourage the woman, to invite her up, to empower her, because we live often in a culture dominated by men. Well, God bless you. I hope that really helps you. And I want to see everyone everywhere be fully alive and be everything Jesus called them to be.
Wow. You know, Patricia, we always get in trouble when we're trying to be something we're not, right?
Exactly.
And God has made us women with purpose. It was not a mistake that we were born female. Right. So to try to be, to try to take on male characteristics or to try to be what men are is not what we're called or created to be.
Right.
And there is something very powerful, and it keeps us really solid when we are just in and walking in that place of how we are created,
right,
my
on
identity.
Right.
And
on.
As I was listening to Chris, I felt like I was hearing someone who had been born, and their family had been wanting a boy, and that all of their life they had been raised kind of under that cover of disappointment of not being a boy. And I just hear God saying he wants to remove that off of them,
right,
that they have been created exactly as he intended for them to be, and that he delights and his daughter.
I have a word for further word for you as well, is that your parents might have wanted a boy, but God very clearly wanted a girl.
Yes.
And God won.
Yeah.
Right? Because you are his prize. You are his treasure. And he wants you to just embrace that. You know what, Michelle? I think that a lot of time in culture, we think that feminine attributes are weak.
Mm.
So then if a woman wants to be strong, a lot of times there's this, you know, thing that goes on in the mind. Well, if I'm going to be strong, I have to be manly. Mm. Or, you know, if I'm going to have confidence or going to make it in the world, I have to be manly. But it's not true. Like, it's so beautiful being a strong woman, you know, and with all the attributes and all the femininity that God has put within a woman, and to be strong in that fragrance of being a woman. And you can do great exploits. And we know so many women. We've got women in the network, in the Women in Ministry network, who are in government positions. In fact, in this last election, a number of them got voted in, and they are actually influencing the nations right now. We have women in the education system who are literally
forerunning new curriculum and helping autistic children in that. We've got women in the network who are in media, arts and entertainment, in modeling and acting, in church ministry, in business and entrepreneurship. Yeah. I mean, in every mountain of influence, women are being raised up, and it would be awesome. If you are interested in being part of the network, we would love to invite you to that network. You can go on patriciaking.com. There's a WIMN women tab there. You can get more information. But did you want to speak into that at all?
Yeah, about? You know, just to piggyback on what you were saying is that sometimes, you know, we've had a wrong understanding of what ministry is and where God has placed you and where I'm releasing the kingdom. I'm a minister in that place.
Exactly.
And when I'm owning the word that is inside of me, that God has placed inside of me, that I run with that and I'm a releaser of that word. Our scripture for Women in Ministry Network is from Psalm 68:11, and I love it, out of the Passion Translation. And it says, God Almighty declares the gospel with power, and the warring women of Zion deliver his message. And that's wherever we are, if that's in the family, if that's in the church, if it's on the government mountain or any of those that you've just mentioned. We're releasers of
and
his
home
message.
And family is such a big mountain, too. And in Women on the Front Lines and Women in Ministry Network, we celebrate women in every capacity of service and identity. Like, you are all unique and beautiful. And we've got such a great apostolic covering with great men and women of God, like, you know, Bill Johnson and Cheyenne and Heidi Baker and, you know, some of the generals that are just standing in place as a covering for women as they're rising up. So check it out. Go to patriciaking.com and check that out. But also, I wanted to share with you a little bit about my heart right now. God spoke to me a couple of years back, and he showed me a vision about a mantle falling out of heaven. And it was called a mentorship mantle. And he said, I'm mantling my people to be mentors and to be mentored. And it was just such a powerful anointing that was coming upon the body. And so I just took it up. And I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to make curriculum out of everything that he's taught me by revelation in my 43 years of walking with him and the things that he's taught me, and mentor the body in it. So a lot of the people that I mentor, of course, include women who are being raised up. We just did a call because we have a Q&A call on our mentorship program. And there was a couple of them that said, wow, it's just been life changing, life transforming, even after many, many years of being bound in areas, are now being free and they're coming alive because they have someone to mentor them. Well, I want to mentor you. I have an online mentorship program. So it doesn't matter where you live in the world. It doesn't matter what your time frame is like, because this is online and it's on demand. So you can study it whenever you have the time. And so there's a curriculum that we give to you every single month that will build your core, that will build who you are in the spirit, who you are as you've been called by God, and give you equipment. It'll put the sword in your hand. It'll put the mantle on you. It'll give you your kingdom assignment. And you can put as much into it or as little into it as you want. But the word as it goes into you is going to strengthen and fortify you and prepare you to walk in your God-given destiny. But in addition to that course that you get, which is very quality teaching, and it comes with a workbook and it's all online, so you can have everything that you need to do it. But I also offer you an exclusive Facebook group that you can belong to. It's only for those that I mentor. And I'm on that Facebook at least five times a week, sometimes more, giving input into my students. And I share sometimes real personal things from my own journey. And then people comment on it, who are part of the A-team will comment on it and then ask their questions. And then we'll speak into that. And then we have a Q&A session on a conference call that people can join in. If you can't join in live on it, we send it out to all the A-team so that can mentor you with the questions that are being asked and the input that we give you. So we're massaging the anointing and the gifts and the calling of women. And I would love to mentor you. So if you want more information on that, go to patriciaking.com, and there's an A-team tab on that website, and I would love to have you sign up today for that. And women and men who have signed up for the A-Team have expressed how much it has helped them and fortified them, because people are looking for mentors, and then they're becoming mentors. Mm-hmm. As they're being mentored, they're becoming mentors. And so I'm very excited about that, and it's a way that God is discipling and strengthening his body, and we are committed to that process. So patriciaking.com for all of the things we've mentioned. Again, we want to highlight the book Arise to You again. Once again, go on patriciaking.com, go to the store for this, and you can get your copy today. And we also have a whole e-course on this that Larry and I did. I think that is also on the store available. And if not, it's on xpmedia.com. Go there, where there's a whole bunch of training and equipping courses. I mean, we're just into resourcing you. Amen. But we're going to finish up with a decree.
I do. Yes. So arise. I will arise and I will shine, for my light has come, and the Lord's glory is upon me. I am truly his rose, the very theme of his song. Now is the time. The season has changed. The bondage of my barren winter is ended, and the season of hiding is over and gone. There is a new day of destiny breaking forth around me, and the purposes and plans of my love are bursting forth. There is change in the air. And I will arise and run with you to a higher place.
And we decree it and we declare it over you. This is our prayer for you through this whole episode. Mm-hmm. As the word goes out to the nations, that is our decree over you. So it's time to arise and shine. You go for it. And we'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.